This is Morning Edition. Thrift stores are a well-known haven for all kinds of cast-offs. But one shop in the Triangle has been collecting odds and ends for 24 years to get them into the hands of artists and teachers. Rebecca Martinez filed this report in our series, The Business of Reuse.
Picture an enormous thrift store with a funky vibe full of boisterous music. A vintage-looking swordfish hangs above the register, and the art that lines the walls is made from old binders and colorful bits of foam and plastic.
We get a ton of fabric. So fabric, beads, buttons, trim, notion, paint, wood.
Ann Woodward runs the scrap exchange. She says this creative reuse center collects these donated odds and ends, resources, she calls them, and redistributes 70 tons of material per year. That's equivalent to 14 SUVs.
We get a lot of hardware, too. Yeah, nuts, screws, hinges, dowels, handles.
You get the idea. Woodward says the donation model allows the scrap exchange to resell supplies to artists, teachers, and crafters for up to 70% off their original retail value. Sales have increased by 2,000% since they opened in 1991, and they've outgrown four spaces. Woodward says the retail business alone could support itself, but the Scrap Exchange is a nonprofit. They collect donations to curate an art gallery, do outreach workshops in schools and prisons. They also teach classes in-house.
And see what happens if I put the needle on the inside. So the needle...
Today, Carla Knipp is teaching a quilting class using discarded industrial fabric samples. Several silver-haired women from Duke's Osher Lifelong Learning Program try their hands at the machine.
My machine does the work, not me. I'm not pushing it.
I would mind.
More than 500 people volunteer at the scrap exchange, but the center also employs people to sort, manage, and sell merchandise. Ann Woodward says they have 12 full-time employees and 22 part-time employees among seasonal and temporary workers.
There's not a huge transformation. It's really just having a system to collect and redistribute those materials. It takes a lot of hands to move those materials from A to B and or C, D, you know. So it's a job creator, which is wonderful as an industry to say that, yes, we are a job creator.
Much of what the employees do is sort donations and refuse anything they can't resell, like old bedding or food containers. Even with 23,000 square feet packed with bric-a-brac, Woodward estimates the scrap exchange only throws away a household trash can of garbage per week. She says that mindset is important, limiting what you take in and using what you have.
And then once you understand your consumption, then what are you going to do with all the leftover, you know, carcasses of your consumption? And that is, yeah, that is your choice. And we're just here, we're just one of the systems out there to help collect to collect those decisions that have already been made.
Woodward welcomes the public to shop among other people's decisions 7 days a week. For North Carolina Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Martinez.